Radio Prague News.
Czech trade unions have threatened to call a general strike should the government adopt controversial changes to the labour code. A Czech opt-out from the EU's Lisbon Treaty is under threat, according to a press report. And Czech President Václav Klaus is set to address the General Assembly of the United Nations. A trade union leader has threatened to call a general strike if the Czech government adopts controversial changes to the labour code. The head of the Czech Confederation of Trade Unions, Jaroslav Zavadil, told reporters at a Social Democrat Party conference in Olomouc on Saturday that a general strike was an option if the right of centre cabinet allows employers to fire employees without stating a reason and to repeatedly give employees contracts for a definite period of time. Earlier this week, some 40,000 trade union members took to the streets of Prague in protest against a planned 10% cut in salaries of state employees. In related news, the opposition Social Democrats are holding a party conference in the Moravian city of Olomouc on Saturday. The conference should reshape the party's policies following May's general elections, which the party won but was unable to form a government. The acting Social Democrat chair Bohuslav Sobotka said the party needed to form a credible alternative to the right-of-center government, which he criticized for massive budget cuts. Mr. Sobotka admitted that budget deficits were the biggest enemy of welfare state, but his party should come up with sophisticated and well-thought-out austerity measures. Czech President Václav Klaus is set to address the General Assembly of the United Nations in New York on Saturday. The current UN session is focusing on a reform of global governance, a principle President Klaus attacked in a lecture he delivered earlier this week in the United States. At Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, Mr. Klaus said global governance was one of the most dangerous ideas of recent times, labeling it complete left-wing cosmopolitan nonsense. After Mr. Klaus's speech, the Czech delegation to the United Nations will return to Prague. The Czech opt-out from the EU's Lisbon Treaty, demanded by President Klaus in return for the document's ratification, is under threat, the Daily Lidové Noviny reported on Saturday. The opt-out is supposed to be ratified as part of the EU's accession treaty with Croatia. The paper said, however, that the EU is now considering excluding it from the accession treaty and start its ratification process independently. In such case, the Czech opt-out would most likely be rejected by a number of EU member states. Václav Klaus refused last year to finalize the Lisbon Treaty's ratification process unless an opt-out from the Charter of Fundamental Rights is granted to the Czech Republic. The opt-out should shield the country from possible restitution demands by ethnic Germans who were expelled from Czechoslovakia after the end of the Second World War. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be mostly overcast and cloudy, with rain showers across the country. Highest day temperatures should range between 16 and 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.